This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
You've been listening to The Carol Reiberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com. See you soon.
Well, hi, and thanks for joining me today. I'm medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and today is a Conversations with Carol show. And what that means is that I'm just really going to be taking calls and answering questions throughout the entire show. The Conversations with Carol show is such that I really don't have any specific topic. I do start out a little bit talking about the energy and where we are. I think those energy updates are really valuable to each of us, including myself, from the standpoint that it makes sense of things that we can't make sense of, meaning that that conscious mind is trying to figure out either what we did wrong, what we did right, how we can do it again, and how we shouldn't do it again. And when we realize that we are energy beings that are constantly being bombarded with energy, not only our own, but everything else that's happening, and there's a theme that goes on with it, then we can start to make sense of things a little bit better. So that's how I start the show, but really it is about you. It's about taking your calls and answering your questions. So if you have a question for me about your health or anything else that might be of interest to you, then you can call me at 877-230-3062. That number is good in U.S. and Canada. And then also international callers, same number, 877-230-3062. Just, of course, dial your international calling code. So look forward to talking to you. One of the things that I do on my on a monthly basis, and now it's gone every other month, is I actually have something called Your Health Webinars. And in the Your Health Webinars, what I do is I actually feature different illnesses that my listeners send in or my database followers send in, Twitter, Facebook, and so forth. And I focus on that particular illness, and I really, as a medical intuitive, look at it from a holistic perspective, meaning that I really want to understand and share with people that general descriptions and the dynamics of what that illness is from a clinical standpoint and the way that physicians look at it. But I want to take a step beyond that. I really want to look at it from a holistic perspective as a medical intuitive, meaning that I want to look at the hidden psychological meanings behind it, the emotions, the thoughts, the core themes that we have, the pattern of thinking that we have. I want to look at it energetically also, because that's one of the beautiful things about the light body, that aura, is that it basically comes in and it reveals a tremendous amount of information about what is going on in our life and how our conditioning is affecting us. And then what I also like to do for a lot of my energy workers, I like to map it in the chakra system and really go in and talk about it from that standpoint of how it maps itself. Again, that's the beauty of that light body, is using the chakras, it will actually reveal in that light body vibrationally what is going on as far as the chakras, depletions, protrusions, blockages, and so forth, and congestion, to be able to let me know, to share with you, how that illness actually looks in the physical body. And then I always like to go in, because my background is in personality behavioral psychology, looking at the fact that personality, as we know, really does play a role in the health and well-being in the body, or the lack of it. And so I always take my personality work, which looks at personality through color, and actually talk about the susceptibility of each of the four personality colors, red, orange, yellow, green. I use color because it's a non-threatening way for us to not only look at ourselves, where we don't have to get emotionally entangled in our history and our conditioning, but it really makes it as a very effective tool in being able to look at other people. And then what I do is I offer conventional perspective of the type of medical therapy that would be used, and then also alternative therapy. So really, it's a very comprehensive look of illness, and I actually have 29 different illnesses that I have looked at, or diseases. Now, I use the word disease or illness. Disease is really kind of the pathological perspective that doctors take, meaning that in pathology, we're just looking at the actual happenings in the physical body. Illness, from my standpoint, looks at the whole process. What are all those underlying contributors? And in that process of healing illness, what we can do is we can actually start on any level, whether it's energetic or emotional, in that emotional release work, working with the physical body, with nutrition and exercise and even yoga. It comes up all the time as a wonderful healing modality. What we can do is we can actually heal, and we can start on any level. And as long as we start on any level, then all levels are affected. So I've got things like fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, candida, allergies. I've also got immune system compromises, chronic back pain, and I've got a new release that's going to be coming out very shortly on hair loss that I just did. So each one of these topics, the webinar that I did actually has an audio download that's available for purchase, 60 minutes in length, where I give a verbal discussion of what the illness is, and then it has a printable PDF that I welcome you to print out and to read. It's a very comprehensive look at what this illness is really all about. And the last one I just did on hair loss that I'm looking to release very shortly, in that one we are 47 pages. And so you can see that it's very, very detailed. So if you do suffer from an illness that you would like to learn more about and to know what alternatives you have to be able to deal with it and heal with it, then what you can do is just go to my website, www.ritberger.com, and then click on the illness that you are interested in. There is a try before you buy feature, and what that will do is it will allow you to be able to actually hear a very brief excerpt from the audio aspect of the download to see if it's something that you're interested in. And then also there's a one-page review of the PDF itself. So again, 29 different illnesses. You can go in, do a try before you buy. If it's something that you're interested in, you can just purchase it right there on my website. Again, it's ritberger.com. What I want to do is take a very brief moment to talk about the energy that's going on right now, and then I'm going to go in and start taking calls. I see that I've got them coming up on my call board, so keep them coming in. 877-230-3062. I'm looking forward to sharing my medical intuitive gifts with you. One of the things that I have talked about throughout the shows and as we began the year in 2013 is how the year of 2013 is about seeing our life and our experiences through the eyes of the soul. And what that really means is to be able to step back from our emotions and step back from those, the conditioning, the history that's associated with our relationships, and be able to see it through the eyes of the soul means stepping back and not being enmeshed in all of the entanglements that we have with our relationships. The soul sees things very clearly, very concisely, and really can help us reveal the aspects of the relationship that can be very helpful in how we deal with people. So 2013, and looking at the relationships through the eyes of the soul, means going in and just looking at them. You know, are there predictable factors about them? Are there areas that have predictability and then areas that the person seems unpredictable? In the sacred agreement work that I do in the soul connection class, we call those the tricksters, in that archetypal process where we really are just. And the reason we use archetype is it's a way for us to look at behavioral consistencies. And the thing with the trickster is that one moment they can be what is also called in the sacred agreements a contrarian, from the standpoint that no matter what you do, it's not right. No matter what you say, it's not the right thing. No matter what you think, it's not the right thing. And they can be very aggressive in letting you know that, or they can be very subtle from the standpoint you can say something and you can watch their body language, raising an eyebrow, getting that frown or that scowl on their face to let you know they basically don't agree with you. In that contrarian aspect of the trickster, what they're doing is they're really the key, the core, the gift of it is they're saying to you, check your thinking. Is this something that you really want to continue to think and to believe and to act upon? And then the other thing with the trickster is 1 minute, oh my gosh, you can't do anything right. The next minute, in that advocate of who they are, they're singing your praises. You're the best thing, as my mom used to say, as sliced bread. Everything about you is good. They're supportive and everything. And oh my gosh, those are the most difficult of the sacred agreements for us to be able to deal with. So if we look at relationships from the soul's perspective, what the soul looks at that trickster is, it says, predictable. And what that means is that if the predictability is 1 minute, it's going to be grand, and the next minute, oh my gosh, it's going to really, like, it sucks. And we're trying to figure out what it is. So looking at relationships through the eyes of the soul really gives us a chance to go in and really differentiate ourselves from other people, to see who we are. It's an integral part of that self-discovery that is part of our spiritual evolution and development. So when we look at relationships, and that's what this year is about, we can go in and we can look at them in really a very unconditional, neutral place, to where we don't get wrapped up in the old emotional patterns. I just finished teaching a class in Minnesota. Gosh, love them. Everyone that's out there as a listener, I'm going to ask you to help us out. You know, they really want spring. The cardinals are there. The robins are showing up. And when I was there, we had snow every day, and they just had snow again. And they're sending out this SOS to all of us to say, you know, please give us a little bit of help. We'd like to see that green grass underneath those piles and piles of snow. But it was an interesting time because they were so open to this information, the soul connection class, and really stepping back and looking at relationships from the standpoint of sacred agreements, or soul agreements as they're also called, and then how to learn to look at our relationships so we don't find ourselves repeating the same old emotional patterns, the same old hurt feelings, the traumas associated with them. And so it was a very insightful way and a very pivotal time for us to do that, because it's right in alignment with where the energy is in the 2013 phenomena. The other thing is, I wanted to let you know that I am going to be teaching that same soul connection class on June 8th and 9th in Andover, Massachusetts. So if you'd like more information on the soul connection class and the topics that we're going to be looking at, the information we're going to be covering, then what I encourage you to do is just go in, check it out. And if it's something that you're interested in, just click on the register now button and it'll take you to the registration page. The program that's going to be in Andover, Massachusetts is being sponsored by Circles of Wisdom, a wonderful bookstore that I've worked with in Andover, Massachusetts. And Kathy, the owner, is an absolutely delightful spiritual soul. So if you want to know more about the soul connections, then just go to Ritberger, RITBERGER.com. I'm going to talk a little bit more about the energy as we're moving into the deeper into the 2013 time frame. But I want to jump in right now, and I want to take a call, because this is a Conversations with Carol show. Hi, Debbie from San Diego. How can I help you, sweet?
Hello. How are you?
I'm very good. And how are you today?
I'm doing well. It's interesting to me that whenever I call in, your show happens to be partly what I'm going through.
I love synchronicity, you know, don't you, sweetie?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I recently broke out in shingles, and I want to get some feedback from you on where you think they came from. I'm having a problem with putting stress in its bucket, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But I've been divorced for 3 years, and I'm having a really hard time not moving on, but trusting. And just, I think that's part of why I have shingles, you know, with finances and work and just relationships in general, and moving on and trusting. So I just kind of want to get your feedback on that.
Absolutely, and thank you for that. And, you know, shingles is an autoimmune disorder that basically is triggered by the Epstein-Barr, or the herpes zoster, I should say. And any of us that had any chickenpox vaccination already have the herpes zoster within us. It is also a very, very common virus that gets in the system. And the interesting thing is, sweetie, is once it gets into the system, it's kind of like a science fiction movie. It doesn't go away. It's one of the very few viruses that once it gets into the body, it's very, very clever. It can't sustain itself like a bacterial infection can. So it goes and it finds a cell or cells in the body that are weak. Maybe they're getting ready to reach their maturation time, where they're getting close to that natural life cycle of the cell. And what it does is it infiltrates the cell. And it lives there in a dormant state while it's cloning itself, and it actually changes the genome of the DNA of the cell, and it really creates a whole bunch of little baby herpes zoster. And when we get too acidic, and stress being number one, or too sour with ourselves, or we become bitter or resentful, or we experience shame with ourselves or toward ourselves, or guilty, again, self-directed, what that does is it changes not only the energetics, but it changes the acid alkaline of the body. And then what occurs, the body becomes tired, the immune system becomes compromised, and that is the trigger for that virus to say, shows on. It literally ruptures the cell, it infects the cells around it, and then depending on how that's going to affect the body, in the case of shingles, it affects the nerve endings itself. Then what it does is it goes on this rampage and it goes on this attack trying to find new home. Really, it's trying to build community all the time. So in this case with shingles, because it's tied to nerves, and if you look at your pattern in your history, sweetie, around trusting, I mean, this is your soul work. You personally came on this earth to be able to experience trust and to be able to experience when you trust and when it's used in a way that there's betrayal associated with it. Does that make you like, oh my gosh, you had bad karma, you didn't do what you needed to do, you're having to come back and do penance, you're having to come in and repay that debt and everything? Absolutely not. What you're doing is you're refining yourself as a teacher of trust. So the experiences that you have in your relationships that are trust-related, whether they're superficial, whether they're significant, whether they're short-term or they're long-term, what this is doing is it's asking you, and shingles is saying to you, where, Debbie, in your life do you not trust yourself, sweetie? And it may very well be that you don't trust yourself in your judgment in choosing relationships in your life, as it feels to me. And honey, this goes back to when you were 4 and 5 years old, when you were first getting involved in other people in kindergarten and stuff, and thinking that you had a good friend, and then they liked someone else. Then I go in with, you know, God bless your mom, I don't mean to speak poorly about her, but she has trust issues. So what you're doing is you're having an opportunity to relive those trust parts of you and relive that betrayal that you've had in your life. And the purpose of that, as strange as it sounds, if I stepped back with your soul and said, soul, what is Debbie's purpose for experiencing this betrayal? And your soul would say, so she will find herself. And then it says, so she will trust herself. The one thing I could... Go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask you how, because you're absolutely correct. I was sexually abused as a child, and then my marriages were from betrayal, and I was very betrayed in those. So with that in mind, how do I trust myself? Because I don't. Yeah. I don't trust relationships, and I don't trust my judgment anymore because it just keeps failing.
Exactly. And the thing that, so I'm going to give it to you multiple ways. The one thing is that you're very intuitive. I mean, I can say to people they're intuitive. Sweetie, you are very intuitive. There is an inner signal that you get, and it's tied to confusion. Whenever you meet someone and it looks like it's going to go into a relationship, it feels to me, and I, again, please, if I'm off course, be sure to tell me, but it feels like when you get into a relationship, whether we're dealing with people at work, we're dealing with family, we're dealing with dating, or somebody that maybe is a close friend that's in the male body, the minute that you get into a relationship and you hit that place where you get confused, like you're, and confusion feels to me like, I'm not sure about this. That's what it feels like. There's your signal. There's your indicator. Step back. Take a deep breath. Take a wait and see. See if the words and the actions match. Do a heart check. How does this feel? If you feel compromised, it shows up in your gut. If it shows up in your gut where you start getting a little bit anxious in that gut, you start experiencing things, it's just basically saying to you, don't rush into anything. See how this feels to you. If it feels like it's ready to take the next step, only take the next step.
Okay.
And one of the things with that is that's from the psychological part, using your body. Now, the shingles, I'm going to go back. What the shingles is doing is it's saying to you that relationships make you nervous, don't they?
Yeah, very much so.
Okay. So if we tie shingles to the nervous system, what we're saying is that relationships, your body is saying, relationships make you nervous. And I'm going to tell you exactly why, as your body just said to me. You're a problem solver. It's a great gift. People come to you because you have insight and clarity that they can't get. You seem to have the ability, sweetie, to step back out of that emotional fray and see things differently and see things clearly. And as a result, people seek you out. The issue is they seek you out for their help. But when you go to give them help, they don't give you the feedback either that what you've said is helpful, or what you're doing is helpful, or that they even want help. There's your mixed messages. So I can say to you very clearly, Debbie, sweetie, the more people feel helpless, the more trust your intuition and take that caution so you don't instinctively give all of yourself into that problem solving, into that relationship. And it isn't bad. It isn't that you're doing anything bad. It's just an opportunity in the relationship for you to learn to trust yourself.
Okay.
The other thing is, I went in and your aura just said to me, and this is something that you can, we can work just very briefly on. My love, stop getting angry with yourself because of what you can't control. Does that make sense to you?
Perfect sense. Because I feel out of control. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Can I relate? Oh my God, you and I are two peas in a pod, sweet, when it comes to this. So it's easy for me, not only as an intuitive, to share this with you, but I mean, I live this all of the time as well. So here's where we are, is that when we get into that place where we start getting self-directed anger, I should have seen this, I should have known this, why did I do this, I need to have more things, and we start asking those why questions that have emotional charge, we need to be like a parent with a little three-year-old. When we start down that road, we need to distract ourselves.
Okay.
And that can be as simple as just getting up and leaving the space that we're in, walking out of it, going outside, doing something creative. But the issue with us is when we start in that self-directed anger, we do not need any enemies. We not only dig the hole, we jump in it and we bury ourselves because we believe inside, and it is true, that what we are doing is of being to just be helpful. We want to be able to do this, and it keeps coming back to us that somehow we were less than, not enough, we did something wrong. That's that self-directed anger.
Absolutely. And I'm an orange personality color, so
yes.
I want to make sure everybody is tucked nice and tight in their little bed before I can even relax. I want to make sure everyone else is comfortable and good, and then I'm okay.
Yep. And I'm a yellow. And even though our personalities are very different, you want to take care of people emotionally. I want to take care of people kind of logically, meaning I want to solve their problems. I want to, what I'm doing right now, I want to create an awareness for them. You want to take care of the emotional part. When you do that, as loving as you do as an orange, and you don't get appreciated, and people feel like they're helpless, or they're coming to you for their help, and you give it to them, and then they don't say thank you, oh my gosh, now you go in and go, okay, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
When
yeah.
you do that, it's like taking your heart outside of you and saying, what did I do wrong? And the gift, I do honestly believe this, even though we're different personalities, we experience this in different ways, but the same way, is the gift is, from all of this, is so we do not betray ourselves. And I think that shingles is telling you that the hidden part is that it's wonderful, orange, putting other people's needs before your own. But sweet, sometimes you need to self-care. Sometimes yeah. a simple no will go a long way. And the other thing is that you do pull in and attract a lot of tricksters in your life. One minute it's wonderful, next minute it isn't. What you can do is, as you're growing, and even in this conversation, you can go in and you can basically be in silence with yourself and say, you know what? I want to stop attracting the tricksters in my life. I want to attract the advocates. I want to attract those who are really open for me to help and who appreciate me in the helping. And I will tell you, the beauty of energy and the energy of 2013, if you start that right now, Debbie, and I'm not a fortune teller, but I can tell you within 5 to 7 days, you're going to see a difference in the people who are going to come to you, and you're going to feel much better about yourself.
Okay, I need that information because I'm ready for a relationship, but I'm yep. petrified to have one also. So it's like yep. a double-edged sword.
It absolutely. And the main thing is trust yourself, listen to your intuition. If they seem too helpless, like they need you too much or they want you too much, or they say to you, oh my gosh, you're somebody I've been looking for my entire life. It isn't that they don't mean that. Just let your intuition say to you, I don't know, have I heard this before? Been there? How am I feeling? Am I anxious? What's going on? And take those baby steps. And then you'll be able to see the process, enjoy the process, learn from the process, instead of falling into something where somebody else is in control and then asking yourself, what the heck am I doing here?
Okay. That makes sense.
The shingles itself, sweet, they feel like they're on the mend. Is that accurate?
They are. It was the most excruciating pain I think I've ever yeah. felt. They're in my lower back,
yeah.
All the way to my front groin area, and I thought I had blown a disc. That's how yeah. painful it was. But, yeah, they're on the mend, and another week or so, and I should be good to go.
Very, very good. And my sense is that these didn't come out because you were doing something wrong. This isn't what this is about. It was just like there was that buildup down in that first chakra, wanting to belong, not belonging, not knowing where it was, the fear of the unknown, dealing with abandonment issues, which God love your mother deals with and everything. So you're just kind of, just think of the shingles as just kind of burning all that stuff out, bringing it to the surface, burning it out, and there we go.
Okay. It's a good way to look at it. Thank you.
You are so welcome, and thank you, sweetie. You know, I love synchronicity. Like you said, it was perfect for the show for you, and I tell you, there's a lot of listeners that are going to do it as feel the same way. So light and love, and you have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you for all your help. I appreciate it.
You are most welcome. Well, what I want to do is I'm going to come back in a very brief moment. I want to take a quick commercial break. I'm going to be back, and I'm going to be talking a little bit about the energy and why the relationships and looking at them are so important at this time. And I've got some callers on the line. And I also want to invite you, if you have a call question for me, 877-230-3062. Give me a call, and then I'll be right back taking your calls and answering your questions.
Would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing. What color is your personality?
red, orange, yellow, or green? Now at Reitberger.com, Dr. Carol Reitberger, an international leader in the field of personality psychology, brings you everything you need to know about your personality. With Carol's innovative insights and personality assessment, you can finally live the life you desire, create more satisfying relationships, enjoy better health, and much more. So act now. Discover your personality color and find out about the personality colors of the people in your life, all at Reitberger.com. What you learn will change your life forever.
Welcome back. If you're just joining me, today is a Conversations with Carol show, and what that means is that I'm taking your calls and devoting the whole show to really answering your questions, sharing my medical intuitive skills with you, or just we're chatting and asking questions and me providing answers. You know, I love using intuition. When I started this as a medical intuitive, I really didn't realize the depth of intuition, so I've kind of grown into it. So if you have a question for me, 877-230-3062. Also, I want to let you know that I just posted for purchase on my website, Reitberger.com, Reitberger.com, a 4-part course on the light of the body. Each course actually looks at different aspects of the light body. Also, we refer to it as the aura or the energy body, and it provides an in-depth look at who you are in your purest form. The one thing I find as a medical intuitive, if you were with me in the first segment when I was talking to Debbie in San Diego about the body and looking and accessing the information through the light body, that light body is rich with biographical and biological information, and it really acts as a very sophisticated electro-vibrational communication system, and it just feeds me information. And what I do is I take that information, and my job is to put it into words so you can understand the information that you are already projecting out there and then be able to use it for your own healing. The wonderful thing about the light body as a diagnostic tool is that it provides instantaneous feedback where the body is and its functioning. And then also it reveals the mapping, the origin site, the primary and the secondary symptom site. That's the richness of the light body as a diagnostic tool, is that what it does is it basically comes in and it tells us where the origin site is, where the human body just gives us a bunch of symptoms. And when we go to the doctor for those symptoms, then what happens is sometimes we can't find the origin site. So this 4-part class is up on my website for purchase. Each one of the segments is 90 minutes in length, each part. It comes with a printable workbook that you can use to follow along in the class itself. Again, if you would like information, just go to my website, click on the slide on the Light of the Body webinar course, and then what you can do is find out more information, and if it's something you're interested in, you can just buy it right online, download it, print out the workbook, and you're good to go. And the nice part of it is that you can listen to it in 5-minute segments, 90-minute segments, use the workbook, and you can look and listen and learn about the light body and your own time frame and around your own schedule. So again, more information, www.Reitberger.com. Very quickly about the energy, and I've got some callers, I do want to take those, but the energy around relationships of 2013, and really as it evolves, we just came out of an energetic, what I call a pause, and that pause ended April 10th, of 2013. And what that pause did is it gives us a chance to kind of slow down, take a deep breath, get our head above water, kind of check out what's going on, see whether we're gaining on things, the area that we want to have focus. And then on April 10th, 2013, the energy shifted, and now we're back into a different phase around relationships. And the gift of relationships and evaluating where we are in our relationships is it helps us understand how relationships impact the quality of our life. And in that process, it helps us evaluate how much time are we putting in our relationships? How much satisfaction are we getting out of them personally? How much emotional energy are they taking? And it's a wonderful opportunity to look at relationships that maybe we've been hanging on for a long time that really don't feed us what we're looking for. And if we step back, may not even be feeding the person that we're involved with and what they're looking for. But we really recognize that maybe stepping away from those relationships will improve our quality of life. So again, relationships and quality of life. I'm going to talk about that just a little bit more before I end the show, but let's go ahead with Christine in New York. Hi, Christine. Hi, hon. Are you there?
Hi there.
Hi there, sweet. There you go. Okay, so Christine, my love, if you're listening, please dial back, and I'm going to pick you right back up as soon as I can. But let's go ahead and let's go with Gail in North Carolina while I'm waiting for, let's do line three. Yep, got it. Okay, very good. Hi. Well, hi there, Gail.
Hey there, Carol. How are you?
I'm good, honey. Wow, I just felt your energy just come in and goes, whoa, hi, Carol. How are you?
Yeah, today is one of those shows that listening to you talk to the lady that had a bout with shingles, my heart went out to her. I had some real big problems with that and was kind of wondering whether it had to do with the higher energy levels and trust issues and all that. But today what I'm calling in about is it's either called angiospastic migraines or migraines with aura, and I had talked to you about this quite some time ago, mm-hmm. and you told me that with the way my mind works that I really need to go to the doctor and just have other major things ruled out.
That's correct.
And of course I never did go, and lately those things are coming to visit. In fact, I had two of them yesterday, and it's just so scary. Yeah. And, you know, with the stroke-like symptoms that come along with it and the aura, and yeah. I lay down and I ask it, you know, what are you trying to tell me? What do I need to see that I'm not seeing? All this kind of stuff. And anyway, I was just real glad to be able to get in today and see if you could see anything that might be helpful for me along those lines, because honestly, it kind of makes you scared to even make an appointment or anything, because you don't know if you're going to get in the car and all of a sudden you start having those auric disturbances, visual right. disturbances,
yeah.
And whether or not you're going to have to pull off on the side of the road for 30 minutes or an hour, and then you don't know how long the numbness and, you know, I actually lose speech with mine also.
Yeah, yeah. Excuse me for being a broken record, but I do encourage you again to go back and to seek out some testing. And I'm going to go back and reiterate what I did before, is that what I'm desiring to do is for you to rule out
mm-hmm.
the things that are creating the fear in you.
Mm-hmm.
And because they feel like they're occurring more frequently,
mm-hmm.
what it is we need to find out what's going on in the vascular system. Honestly, sweet, it does not feel like you're having a stroke,
mm-hmm.
but I can pick up and I can pick up that they feel like little TIAs that mm-hmm. are where you're getting some short circuiting in the brain itself. It's an electrical thing that
mm-hmm.
is just causing this almost like a short circuiting, and then it comes back and it's okay. And but I think what we really want to do, what I want to do is I want to go in and I want to encourage you to let go of the fact this is a stroke.
Okay. I will gladly do that.
Yes. Yes, because what that will do is then it will give you a sense that you can the metaphor your aura just said to me, your light body just said, it will give her information that her brain can wrap itself around. And as a result, what it can do is it can let go of the fear, because the fear itself, that's what happens with what you're experiencing, is the minute you start to, your mind notices anything in your body that feels like this process, mm-hmm. it immediately goes into a panic. That causes the blood vessels to constrict. That means that the blood has to work harder to get where it needs to go just because of the fight or flight. And then what it does is it can cause dizziness. We're not getting, we get irregularity, maybe in the heartbeat, some palpitations and things. And then it's like the brain just goes, oh my gosh, I just need to back off. And that's what it's doing. So I think that if you do go, and one of the things is that, again, compounding the fear is because they feel like they're happening more often is, and that you don't know the duration of them, get somebody to go with you. Mm-hmm. And somebody that you trust and that you feel safe with, because a lot of this has to do with feeling safe, mm-hmm. and that will help you as well. But we really do, sweet, need to get you to a doctor and get this looked at, eliminate what it is not so we can let go of the fear, and then look at what we can do from...
I was kind of headed in that direction today, and... Don't really have a doctor. There's a little medical center where a PA there could give me a referral, but okay. I had been looking online. I don't know whether to, you know, be heading towards like a neurologist or, I actually ran across a friend the other day that mentioned that she had some kind of weird kind of visual things that go on with her eyes. She actually called it Christmas trees, mm-hmm. and she said that it was a classic thing as far as hormones go. And so when I remembered that this morning, I thought, well, I don't know whether to go to somebody and just get my hormone levels checked out, or whether to go to a neurologist, or where to go.
Yeah, and you know, and the thing is, that's why I want things ruled out, so we can get your mind kind of like, whoop, okay, this is not what it is. Let's go over here with it. That what you're experiencing from the way it's impacting your body, and I'm not going to go to the eyes as much right now, but the way it's impacting your thyroid, the way it's impacting your adrenals, those things are things that are a part of the hormonal aspect of it. The other thing is I kept getting acupuncture and acupressure. But
wow. I was actually going to call a friend of mine and say, let's go to that acupuncturist of yours. I think she can help me.
Yes, I do. I do too. Again, excuse me for being a broken record, my love, but because your brain can't get a sense of what this is, and so many of the symptoms feel like, look like, then your brain, until we can give it what it's looking for, it's going to always go that route. Now, going to an acupuncturist would be of great value. You can talk to the acupuncturist. They can work with you. And then you can start to get this reprieve. Your brain's not going to fixate or panic as much. But I would still encourage you to go and actually listen from a doctor. It feels to me that the best place for you to start would be to start with a general practitioner, a physician, just a general good family doctor person. And then tell that doctor what is going on, and then let the doctor decide what would be the best way for you to go. My concern, very honestly, and I'm not anti-medicine, is if we send you to a neurologist, the neurologist is just going to do a CAT scan, SPECT scan, look for things in the brain, aneurysms, tumors, and things like that, and they're not going to find anything, sweetie.
I think that because that's what happened to my dad years and years ago, and then there's the other thing. I am so a believer of Bruce Lipton's teachings, and I just don't want to hear this stuff about it's hereditary, your daddy had it, and therefore you're going to have it. And, you know, that's the health issues that my dad has dealt with. And I made the mistake, I ran across something the other day when I was reading about migraines with aura, that those type people are the ones that are more likely to have strokes. And had several major strokes. And
yeah.
I'm one of these that, no, just because he did does not therefore mean I'm going to. And
absolutely.
No, and that, then and when they increase in their intensity and regularity just lately, I'm thinking, wow, I need to go do something,
yeah.
whether it's hope that my angels get me online with Carol.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank them very much for that. But I would just start with a general practitioner and go to the clinic and get the PA to be able to give you a referral. Talk to the PA. It feels like there would be a great dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like the PA could really do a lot of in quelling the fears that you have, could direct you in the area that you need to do. But because of the history, because of the potential history with your father and a linkage, that's why we've got to get rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the best way to go.
Does this stuff tie into relationships for me also? Because the lady before talking about singles and whatnot, I thought, you know, I was divorced back in 99. I've been alone all those years.
Right, right.
And I'm thinking, okay, then maybe I've been dealing with what she's been dealing with just a whole lot longer, and I still have not learned how to trust myself again, maybe.
Well, you know what the nice part of this is that we get the opportunity to learn to trust ourselves in every relationship. So
mm-hmm.
it isn't that we're slow. It isn't that we don't want to. It just means that the work that we came here to do, in the particular word with trust, is that we just are refining ourselves, and in doing so, we're able to help other people. I really believe that the shingles, sweetie, are very much tied to the headaches. Tied to the headaches, the aura. It feels like really, sweetie, what we're dealing with is we're dealing with a stomach. They start in your stomach, the third chakra, the cranial nerve, the vagus nerve becomes involved. That impacts the eyes, the physiology of the body, the nervous system. That's what it feels like, sweet. So what I want to do is just go and, talk to an acupuncturist. That'd be a great way to go. But please do, excuse me for encouraging, but I have to do this, honey. Go find yourself, go to the PA, find yourself a GP, and then and go from there, and then let go of this part. To where you're going to kind of keep that brain in that fearful state, because then that can create anxiety, changes, chemistry, and then it can actually exasperate the process.
I will.
Yeah, well, thank you, my love. I'm going to go ahead and say light and love. I want to take one more call, if you don't mind. I love talking to you, and thank you for having your angels reach out to me.
Thank you, Carol. Love you.
You are welcome, hon. You too. All right. I wanted to be sure to get Christine back on the line. Hi, honey.
Oh, so sorry about before. Hi. That's thank okay. you for taking my call. I'm sorry.
You are welcome. No, not a problem. Not a problem. I'm so glad that you called back.
I definitely do. Right away did. I just had a quick question. I have a job back, and I have a 3-year-old son, and it's a full-time job, and It's a pretty good job, but I'm not sold 100% on it, and I'm wondering, is it just because I'm not sure about being done, or is it this job, or?
Yeah, the one thing I can tell you about the job right now is keep it. And the reason that I say that for you, is it your career? I don't think so, sweetie. But I think what it's doing is it's giving you some stability that you need, both in the commitment to be able to go someplace and do things. It gives you an opportunity to learn, which is what you love. It gives you an opportunity to be able to grow also in your interactions with other people. It's going to be an integral part for you really finding what your career is. The other thing is it gives you that financial stability that you're looking for while you're looking for something else.
Yeah, it's about, I want to set my own healing arts practice, and
yes.
I just haven't done it yet. But
well, and I think, excuse me for interrupting you, but I think that you haven't done it yet because you're not you're still in the process of clarifying what that looks like. You feel like you have a, you know, good solid foundation of tools that you can use, but there's a part that feels like, and today must be the day of trust show with the relationship. It's trusting that you don't have to focus on any one modality. Just trust your toolbox. And when a person walks in, then you can pull from the toolbox based on what your intuition is telling you and then work with them. But what this is doing, the job is giving you a chance to have that financial freedom to get that time that you need for the clarity and to decide where you want to go, what you want it to look like, how much time do you want to commit to it? Because of with your child, it's really going to be, you know, when you go into that process, it can be a 24/7, you know, 365 if we let it. And so there's some prioritization that it also allows. But
right.
I think the job that you're in right now isn't your career. I know that for sure. But it does give you a lot of positive tool. It gives you a lot of positive fundamental security, stability that I think that you need in order to be able to define how you want your practice to be, the time, the commitment, and the more clear you are, the easier it'll be to call people to you.
Okay. Thank you for giving me clarity on that because I haven't been able to figure it out. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you are welcome. And I mean, again, we're just, it's a job, hon. Just look at it as a job. And, you know, if it comes and it goes, okay, it's just a job. But this is a career that you're working toward in your healing aspect of it. And, by the way, did you just learn a new modality or just start connecting some dots differently?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, OMG. Oh, listen to you. This new modality that you just learned, this is the base of, this is what you've been looking for, waiting for. This is your foundation, and everything else in your toolbox will build off of that. I am very excited for you, honey.
Wow, okay. Thank you so much.
It was just kind of like a missing piece of the puzzle that you've got now, and this is exciting.
Okay, so I should go for it, sounds like.
You know, I would, and in the meantime, get that money coming in, do that thing.
Yeah.
Find out where you want to go, what do you want your office, do you want to share, do you want your own place, how do you want this to work, how can you network, you know, and pull people into that network and so forth and get that word, that buzz going on the street about who you are and what you do. Oh, my gosh. Then what you're going to need to do is figure out how are you going to manage all of this and still be a mom to a little one where it doesn't consume you. What a nice problem to have, huh?
Yes, it is. You're right. Thank you.
You are so welcome, hon. All right. Very, very quick. I just want to end the show. Thank you for all of you for, you know, listening to the show and then calling in and everything. But really, I want to kind of just wrap up the energy and where it is right now. And the energy is about relationships. It's about stepping back at our relationships and being able to use them to help us learn more about who we are, to understand more about the core values. And core values are the things that are very near and dear to our heart. They're really those fundamental tenets that basically drive how we live our life. And when we live our life in alignment with our core values, then we have that personal satisfaction. When we compromise those core values, then we find ourselves stressed, pressed, emotionally distressed. And all that is doing is saying to us, let's go back to who we are. The other thing, and the value of relationships in the energy of 2013, where it is right now, is that it's about quality of life. Where do you want to spend your time? Where do you want to put your emotional energy into? And one of the things in our conditioning and humanness is that we've been conditioned that we hang on to relationships sometimes beyond where our agreements with someone is done. And we just, it's conditioning, it's the right thing. So this is about quality of life. And where do you want to put your emotional energy? Giving yourself the time to do the things that are important to you versus the things that are urgent to others. And then to be able to look at yourself and look at what can you do for yourself, your creativity, that imagination, that wonderful intuition. What can you do to learn, to develop it, involve yourself in it, experience it, feel the joy that's associated with it, the excitement that comes from learning from it. And if you find yourself enmeshed in a lot of relationships that just feel like they're draining you of energy, one relationship at a time, look at it. And first and foremost, say, is this relationship adding to my quality of life or distracting me from it. That's the first step. That's where we are in the energy. That's this next phase around relationships, around seeing life through the eyes of our soul. Our soul will always encourage us to learn from our relationships, but also to let go of them whenever they are draining us and not adding to the quality of life. And that can be a hard thing for us to do, to break that conditioning, but it can be the best thing we do, because what it does is it makes more space, more time, more emotional energy for us to be able to have the quality of life that we came here to do. And through the eyes of the soul, that's joy, 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 joy. Thank you so much for joining me. I always love the Conversations with Carol show. I love every show, but I especially love this. I wish you a wonderful week. I'm going to see you next week on the radio. Light and love, and have a wonderful, joyful weekend looking at your relationships through the eyes of your soul.
You've been listening to The Carol Reiberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reiberger.com. That's www.reiberger.com. See you soon.